Massive news that broke yesterday, and since then, a lot of us have been talking about Jarryd Hayne, the fact that he's leaving the NRL and he's going across to try his luck in the NFL in America. It is a gutsy move, but one, if anyone's going to pull it off, I reckon Jarryd could. He joins us now. Well done, mate, and it's a gutsy move from you.
Thanks, mate. Yeah, no, it is, and that's part of the excitement, you know, whether I'll make it or not. So I'm aware of that, and that's what kind of did it as well.
Jarryd, I love the quote. I'm just a Minto boy having a crack.
Yeah, pretty much. You know, I've lived a great career in rugby league and achieved more than I could ever have thought possible. So I felt the time was right, and I felt I kind of did everything I ever dreamed of and more. And it's time for a new challenge and to move on.
Well, I believe you've been thinking about it for some time, but more recently you were over there and we saw a photo of you and Dick Fane being shown around the Seahawks set up and other places in Seattle. Was that the deciding factor once you were over there?
No, not really. I guess it just added a bit more fuel to the fire, but I think some of the key points me watching, and it's probably when I was training with the Sydney Gridiron team. I've been training with them for about 2 years now in my time off. And when I went to running back, it just clicked for me. You know, yeah. I just felt so comfortable and so aware of the situation that was at hand. And, you know, that's what kind of, I'd always wanted to do it. You know, I've been thinking about it for a time, but I thought, nah, you know, I'm good now. You know what I mean? Once I got that kind of, In that zone, I said, I'm done. You know what I mean? I don't need to chase this dream. It's chilling me up inside, and you know, I don't want to die wondering. So I won't be wondering anymore. I'm going to know what it's all about, and whether I'm successful or not. You know, I feel that making this step has already already changed me as a person, and that's what excites me.
Sounds great. Dick Fane, we chatted with this morning, Jarryd. He's very, very excited about this, and he said it was terrific to meet you. He said, you know, obviously a kick returner. You mentioned a running back. He also said you could maybe be a linebacker or a safety. What would you, if you had your choice, what would you like to be?
Yeah, definitely running back. You know, with a broken field, and yeah, it's very similar to what, you know, what I do, you know, in the league here. And you know, I've got blockers with me, so that helps me.
And not Steve Roach. We're talking about lots of other blockers, aren't we?
Yeah. No, they're a bit like Steve Roach, actually, big and strong. But they block for me as well. So that's definitely a position that you know, I want to try first. But you know, at the end of the day, it's all about just getting to a franchise and doing my best, you know, just chipping away wherever they want me. You know, I mean, I'll carry the waters for the first couple of months if they want.
Yeah. Jarryd, when do you arrive, mate? And where will you be living?
I've been LA the first bit for the first week or so, and after that, it's all about you know, having a bit of faith and believing in God that the doors are going to open up, because you know, I don't have anything at the moment, and so you know, I just want to go over there, get over the jet lag, train. And then what normally happens is that you fly to franchises, and they kind of put you through the paces and see if I'm the real deal or not.
Jarryd, we just heard from Pete Carroll. He's the head coach of Seattle Seahawks. And he said, you know, he's seen your stuff. He's impressed by it. He said it would be cool to recruit from down there. And he goes, he won't go into any talks because he doesn't want to mess it up. Have you got any understanding with Seattle at all?
Yeah, there's been no contact from Seattle on my part. You know, that was I looked for their facilities a couple of weeks back, but that was about it. You know, there was no training. It was actually their bye week, so none of their coaching staff were there. Mm. And you know, whatever happens. Like I said, you know, I mean, I'm just believing by faith that doors open up and God does what He does, and you know, I'm following my heart. And there's a good Bible, you know, Bible message that, you know, man, follows his heart and God plans his steps. So it's an exciting time and something I'm looking forward to.
Mate, everyone's got such admiration for you following. You get one crack at it, one life. But you are moving, mate, to the big smoke, the big population, where you're going to start from ground level, and that'll be difficult, I imagine.
100%. You know, and you know, I did that when I was younger. You know, when I was 16, moved to Power. That was a big smoke for me, you know, growing up in Campbelltown. And, you know, kind of been behind the eight ball, and I'm like that now. You know, obviously I've got a small reputation from the state's point of view, but you know, I've got no doubt that I'm going to have to earn their respect and give them everything I got, because you know they don't take anything for granted, and you know, I know what the state's and how they operate. That, you know, it's a tough industry. It's they fight tooth and nail for everything and everyone. So you know, it's exciting, and I'm looking forward to the opportunity.
Jared, is there a deadline you've sort of mentally given yourself about, if I don't make it by then, I'll come home?
Oh, I'll know in 12 months' time. I'll know this time next year whether I can make it or not. You know, with I'll be, in the next 12 months, I'll be, I'll have done a combine. I'll have made a train on squad, and then, really knowing whether I can make it or not.
Jared, we thank you, mate. We say well done on your NRL career. You've changed the game in the way you've played, I reckon, and we really want you to make it over there in the US.
Ah, cheers, fellas.
Well done. Jared Hayne, he's the man of the moment. What a fabulous opportunity.